Bible-believing church, where the gospel of Jesus Christ is believed and presented without apology. Our service of Holy Communion begins at 12:30 p.m. every Sunday in the sanctuary of Jensen Beach Christian Church, located at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information, or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as a look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He says I am. I have what He says I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated. And we make that faith confession before every service. And you should say it with meaning and feeling and belief and faith, because it's going to change your life. Now, when you come to church, don't come here thinking, oh, I'm another night. Well, it's Wednesday night, you're here, so I know you're not thinking that. But think to yourself, I want to walk out of here today with something that can change my life, my existence, my children's lives, help the nation. We've got to come to church and get something. Amen. Amen. And you've got to come to church and be challenged.
Amen.
Amen. Because if I'm just here to tickle your ears, then I'm just trying to fill the church up and trying to get people to like me. I'm not here for that. My purpose is to train up the saints. According to the scriptures, the Bible says that the fivefold ministry are called for the perfecting of the saints, for the preparing of the saints, to train them up so that they can live and do what the kingdom of God requires of them. Amen. Amen. And stand on our own two feet. How many of you know what that's like? It's an amazing thing. You know, my wife had to go for an insurance policy because of the building we just bought, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, you spend that kind of money, they want insurance policy. And I went with her today to get her results. Everything's perfect. But while I was sitting in that room, it's the first time I've been into a doctor's room in like 40 years. I mean, I sat there waiting for her when she went in to get her results. And I was on my phone doing some business. It's a good time to do business. And I was sitting there and I thought, I thank God I don't spend my life in rooms like this. I thank God that my money's not going into this place. And just, you know, and the man came out and he sat down and he looked at me and I said, how are you doing, African gentleman, African American? How are you doing? And we spoke and I said, well, how are you doing? He says, well, I'm getting better all the time. I said, man, you just got to have Jesus in your heart and you just got to confess what he confesses. And he started agreeing with everything I was saying. Turned out he was a Christian. And I was thinking to myself, I'm so grateful I don't have to spend time in waiting rooms, in places like that. Walk-ins, and I mean, you see a sign on the 95, ER room, 3 minutes waiting only. You know, I think that's what it means, ER, 3 minutes, right? So now's a good time to have an accident because they can see us in 3 minutes. And I said, now's a good time to get sick because they'll be able to see us. If they say 15 minutes, I'm rather going to have the accident in the other county because they're quicker. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And people spend their lives or a lot of their time in places like, and I felt for them. My heart went out. I was thinking, man, we don't have to spend time in waiting rooms of doctors' places. All we've got to do is get that word, the word, the word, the word, and then appropriate the word. Amen. Apply the word, release faith from that word into our lives, and walk in health.
Amen.
Walk in health. And just the whole feeling in that place was just, ooh, let me out. Just, I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I wasn't even going to go in. I had my car parked outside. But my wife was taking a bit long, and I thought, I better go in there just in case I need to slap some people around. I wanted to just get in, get the paperwork, get out. But, you know, they want to see you and check you and see if we can get another appointment for some way or other. And but you don't need to spend your time in waiting rooms in hospitals and doctor's rooms. Come to healing school. That's a better waiting room. And all you do is wait to get the word and then appropriate that word, and you don't have to be in those rooms. Amen. Because the word of God is more powerful than any injection you can get. Amen. Come on. Amen. The flu shot, listen, I used to rely on 3 tablets. I was telling my sister-in-law, by the way, that's my wife's sister, you can all tell. When their hair's the same color sometimes, I don't know who's my wife. I'm joking. But they look so much alike. But I was telling her today, I used to take 3 Disprin, it's called Disprin in South Africa, put them in that much water. If I got a headache, put it in that much water, throw it in, stir it, when they dissolve, drink it down, and like magic, my headache was gone. Just like that. Until God one day said to me, said, do you realize before you've even finished the glass, your headache's gone? It doesn't have time to get into your blood, nothing, it's in your head, dude. Come on. It was, I had more faith in 3 Disprin than I did in God. And I'm challenging you right now. Yes, some of you might not like me after this. But don't take it up with me. I'm only the piano player. I play the notes that are written in the book. You understand? And I better stick to those notes, because if I go off those notes, it's going to sound terrible. When I bring you the word of God, it might hurt and it might cut you going in. But I tell you what, it heals coming out. You've got to get the word of God in you. You've got to put the word of God above every circumstance in your life, above every situation you face. The word of God is more powerful and quicker than any two-edged sword. Amen. The word of God. And if the word of God can't do it for you, well, then that's it. You're done. Got nothing else to give you. Amen. And so we've got to prioritize our priorities. Amen. And prioritize the word of God above my emotions, my feelings, my job, everything else. Amen. Above my pay grade. Because you'll stay broke if that's what you're relying on. Yeah. You better stay on the word of God that said he'll supply everything you're ever going to need. Amen. 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 And the word of God is where it tells you that. Amen. Amen. And all that negative thinking we've brought up with, and all that stuff that's got in our subconscious, and all the things we do that we don't wish to do, you've got to fill yourself up the word, the word, the word. And I'm telling you, as long as you're putting the word in, eventually it's going to start coming out. I mean, think about this. I used to say, I'm sick 1,000 times a year. Or I can't afford it. I'm getting sick. I used to say it all the time. So did you. At last, that doesn't come out of my mouth ever anymore. Amen. How many of you changed your words from I'm sick to by the stripes on his back, I'm healed? So as long as you're putting it in, it eventually starts coming out. And when that starts coming out, you just got to hook up your belief with your faith and your trust and watch what happens. Amen. And that works for everything in your life, not just for healing, not just for finances. It can work in your marriage. Now, that's a hard one, but it can work in your marriage. It can work in your children. It can get the addictions taken care of. It can take care of the court cases. It's an amazing thing, the word of God. Amen. And God said, my word will never come back void. Amen. Never. It has to accomplish. It's got to accomplish. It cannot not accomplish. Now, it cannot accomplish in your life. But the person who's believing and confessing it in faith and trust, it will accomplish. It will accomplish. And so you've got to get that word coming out of your mouth and you've got to speak it. And you've got to get the other words completely gone from your life. Amen. And let me tell you what, the word of God, like I said, is more powerful than any flu injection you can ever get. I had 1 flu injection. I think I was 18. I got a flu shot. My mom told me to do it. I did it. I regretted it for the rest of my life. Amen. I never was in so much pain and so sick as that weekend. Because they injected me with the flu to combat the flu. That's right. God's already injected me with all those antibodies and all that stuff that needs to fight that. Amen. So I had more faith in an injection than I did in God that one time. And no more. So that's a plug for healing school. Amen. Watch it online. You can catch it up and everything else. But we've been talking about the warfare and power of prayer. And we're in our 4th part. And that's the picture. I just love that picture. of a praying soldier. And you got to understand that we are in a war. And there is a fight that needs to be fought. And God already said to fight the good fight of faith. He's told us there's going to be a bit of a battle to receive what it is you're believing me for. Because the devil's not going to roll over and play dead the first time you say to him, I'm healed. I wish it did. It's not going to run away the first time I say, he supplies my every need. I'll look at my bank balance and I'll see he hasn't yet. But if I continue and I don't grow weary in well-doing, I will reap in that due season. And due season will always come around to them that believe in Christ. Can you say amen? Amen. And so we have to be in agreement with the Holy Spirit that we are in a spiritual warfare. And you look around you at the world, what's going on, there's a spiritual war taking place. Things are taking place that you would never have thought of 50 years ago we'd even be discussing. You understand? And so it's getting into a place that we have to take our position now. And that's why the 6 hour of prayer on Friday, I really encourage you to come. We're going to have coffee and as much sugar as you want in the coffee and donuts and cream pies and anything else that's sweet. No decaf that night. All right? But we're going to pray 6 to 6 and we're going to get down and we're going to start praying. There's a spiritual warfare and the church needs to take its place. And the only thing that the devil can do is what we allow him to do. Come on, we fell asleep. Our watch was supposed to say, no, you're not taking prayer out of our schools. But we fell asleep at the wheel. The church did. Oh, you might have had little factions trying to fight it, but in overall, the general church, nope.
Amen.
And so we go to 2 Chronicles with me, 2 Chronicles 20, and it'll come up on the overhead for the sake of time, but you know, I still like you to look it up. We need to look up the scriptures in our phone or in our Bible, anywhere. Just look them up or write them down. 2 Chronicles 20:15 out of the New King James says, and he, Jahaziel, the son of Zechariah, said, listen, all you of Judah, that's Israel, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you, King Jehoshaphat, thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid nor dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but it's God's.
Amen.
There were 5 nations that gathered together to come against a small little tribe in Israel, to come against the 12 tribes of Israel, you know, Israel. And there were 5 nations had come there. And God, through the prophet, spoke and he said, listen, don't be dismayed by the size of the enemy. Don't be dismayed by the size of the battle that you're about to enter into. Don't be dismayed at the fact that the doctor said it's 5th stage. Don't be dismayed and stand in awe when they say, sorry, can't afford it, got to take it back. Don't stand in awe of the enemy. Stand in awe of God. He said these words. He said, the battle is mine. And when David went and fought Goliath, he did that exact thing. He said, listen, you're not fighting me. You're fighting the God whom I serve. And he's going to deliver you into my hands.
Amen.
And he did that. God did that.
Amen.
And you've got to see the same thing. And you've got to say, sickness, the battle is not mine. It's God's. And he's already won the victory over sickness.
Amen.
By the stripes on his back, he's healed my life.
Amen.
And you've got to get to that place. The battle is the Lord's.
Amen.
You don't fight sickness. You agree with God.
Amen.
Just saying, amen. I mean, whose battle is it really? It's God's battle. And he took it on. And now, what's my role? To pray in faith and belief, and then when necessary, act.
Amen.
Faith without works is dead. So I can say I is all day, but until I do, I'm not.
Amen.
Come on. You've got to step out in faith. And listen, it's scary sometimes. It's scary, but you know what? Scary is good.
Yeah.
You know that? Because it brings an excitement. It brings a feeling of, I don't know what's going to happen, but if I step on this water, you know, let's give it a test.
Yeah.
It brings some life. Fear is not good, but to be like, whoa, this is a big one, Lord. But you know, there's an excitement. Go buy that building. That much money? Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith.
To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m.